Okay. What do you call at the bottom of a fireplace? You know, there'll be that this stone, there'll be made out of stone at the bottom there.
It'd be the hearth.
That's what I want. And do you have a name for a piece of furniture that you can use to hang clothes in?
Shiffer oak would be all right, though.
Okay. So you might ask somebody if they will you say that again, because I can't. What? Might say I can't.
Remember? Explain it or what?
Okay. Well, no. If you didn't, they weren't talking real clear, or they weren't talking loud enough. You might say I can't
understand.
Okay.
What you say.
Okay. Or somebody might ask you, did you, what, that noise out there?
Hear the noise?
That's what I want. Child just always makes a big fuss over things he's told to do. And you might shake your head over it and say, I don't know what.
Gonna come of him?
Okay. Or you might be saying you don't know why he does that. You might say, I don't know what
makes him do it.
Okay, that's exactly what I want. Well, what about a fence around a garden? What kind of fence would you have around around a house?
Yard fence.
Okay.
Or garden fence.
How would it be made?
Well, different ways. Some of them made out of wire, some paling, what they used to be called, back when I was a kid, we made them out of what they call paling. Get out and get them out of timber and put them up.
Okay, would they be flat across the top or pointed?
Well, it's both ways. Some would be pointed and some would be flat, depending on how you want to fix them, you see.
Uh-huh. Did they paint them or?
No, ma'am, there wasn't no paint then.
Okay, yeah. Do you call horses to get them in from the pasture?
How do you call them?
Uh-huh.
Well, all the way to ever I know, you got to holler and call him by his name, tell him to come on.
Okay. And what about cows? How do you call them?
Well, same way. They just get out and call their cows by name.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. They have any special calls for them anytime?
No, ma'am, not we did.
Okay. That's what I wanted. Suppose it's going to take, neither one of us can do this job by ourselves. You might say, well, what?
You come and help me.
Okay. Or what? You and me, or me and you, or you and I will do it together, or something like that?
Yeah, so you and I can do it together.
Okay. Get a package in the mail, or you get a present, and you might, wife might say, oh, is that for you? And you might say, no, they gave it to what?
You.
Or it's hers and yours both, you might say, they gave it to
us.
Okay. Or would you say us two, or both of us? Or?
Both of us.
Okay. Somebody asks, who's gonna, move that, those rocks out of the way so we can, or who's gonna get this, truck out of the ditch? Well, maybe let's put that, and you might point to your friend and say, well, what, we'll do it.
You just have to point out to him, I'll call his name, John will do it.
Okay, well, suppose you're going to help him. You might.
I'll help John do so and so.
Okay, well, would you say, him and me will do
it?
Or he and I'll do it?
Him and I.